Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Everybody, and welcome back to Morning Coffee. Hope you guys enjoyed the 21 Maxims to Maximize Your Life as much as I enjoyed making them. I'm going to be honest, like a few of them, I was struggling with some things and I listened back to the episode. So I'm on this mission now. I want to create a really good 12-minute podcast. Like that really is my goal right now. I think that time domain is great and I'm really going to push. Now the interviews and stuff will go further than that. And maybe if I air lectures on here, those will go longer. But I'm really in this quest to create this really good 12-minute podcast. And so now I kind of, for a long time, I didn't re-listen to any of my work. But now I do because I want to critique it and I want to figure out how I can make a better 12-minute show. So as I was re-listening to it, I realized how badly I needed some of those messages, which is always fascinating. And so I say this, if you're someone that, you know, we all kind of do create content these days because our brand is somewhat online. And so we're kind of constantly trying to figure out how do we present ourselves to our friends and our family and our followers. I say that just to say, trust in your own guidance, trust in your own wisdom, trust in your own deep inner knowing that maybe you do have the answers for yourself. You just might need to mine them, right? This is one of the reasons why we do the Maxims, why we do them journaling style, consciousness, stream of consciousness journaling style, because I can't even tell you how many times I've either created an episode or wrote for a long time and then reread it and had two really distinct epiphanies. One, I don't think I knew that before I wrote it. And two, it's exactly what I needed to hear. And so sometimes, if you get in the habit of mining the contents of your soul for content, what you'll find is that you actually have a lot more answers for your life than you thought that you did, or maybe that you learned to believe that you did, which is the perfect segue into today's show, which is we do learn to outsource our empowerment to systems, to structures, to authority figures, to people that know better than we do. And there are some good things about that. And then there's some negative things about that. And so the point of today's show is to say that, you know, first of all, nothing is beyond questioning. And can I tell you why? It's because anything that you get is going through two interpretive frameworks. For example, let's say that I'm teaching you something, right? Like I have some teaching on, you know, the Bible or the Quran or something along those lines, some wisdom text, the Upanishads. Now I give you a teaching on this. As you hear this, you have to understand that there are two things that are happening. One, I'm teaching it, right? Which means I'm interpreting it. I have some sort of framework in which I'm interpreting it. Now, the framework in which I interpret something is based on what I serve, right? What my value system is. Now, a lot of people don't know what they serve. Quite honestly, I find that often a lot of our discontent in life is just because we don't actually know what our actions are in service to. I know for me personally, for example, I thought I was serving some higher purpose, some love, whatever. And I found out actually I was just serving myself and I didn't really know how to, you know, for a while I didn't make messages on here. I didn't create much content because I was trying to figure out, I don't even know what to say if I don't serve myself once I finally found the realization that I was. Okay, so I say that to say that a lot of times people don't understand their unconscious biases and motivations and what they're actually in service to. And so as I read something and I interpret it for you, understand that the interpretive lens it's being put through is my value system, is the thing that I serve, are the life experiences that I've had. Now you're hearing it, right? And so you're hearing it through that exact same framework, but your version of it. You've been raised in a certain way. You come from a certain family. You have certain experiences that have helped shape you in the world. We talk a lot about this, But I the reason I'm saying it is because I think that one of the damages we do in this society is to create blanket statements about life, about faith, about whatever it is that we're teaching. And then we tell everybody else, you must follow this path, right? And so what we do is that's how we end up outsourcing our authority to these bigger structures. Now, there's a part of this that has to happen, right? Because society needs us all to work together. We need to have some sense of coherence and safety within structural systems. But just understand that if you're being taught something, it is going through two interpretive lenses. And so there is no such thing as objective framework. I'm doing my thesis work on the intersection of psychology and theology. The reason I'm doing that is because there's no such thing as theology without psychology, not that you're aware of, because the interpretive framework that you're looking at the entire world through is what we've decided to call as a species the field of psychology. And so just understand that everything that you get, it has to be pushed through the way in which we all communicate, right? Things, concepts have to get chopped into words, and then we have to take those words and then we have to unpack them for what they all mean. So understand that that's a messy process. And so one of the things that happens is if we get blindly in service to something that's not ourselves or outside of ourselves, we can end up going down a path that's not serving us, because oftentimes big systems aren't set up to serve the individual. This human process is messy, and there's a bit of figuring out where we fit in. There's a bit of unpacking our own mental baggage. There's a part of sifting through the biases of others. And so because we're so void of objective information, we have to do our diligence in questioning the things that we hear, so that we don't end up in service or taking on the burden of somebody else's service to something that we don't actually agree with or isn't actually serving our lives. And one of the things that's happening, as I've said probably many times through this pandemic, is that the conscious adult is being called forth, right? People that don't have the ability to consciously choose their life, to question the things that they're told, to decide on their own value system, to bring their own actions into alignment with that value, they're being swallowed up in chaos right now. And so my question for you today is, what have you concluded that is beyond questioning, and where is that leading you? I do believe one of the most prudent things we can do as, I would say, philosophers, but people that actually care about the philosophy that we're living out, one of the most prudent things we can do is ask, when we walk out our beliefs to their logical conclusion, where do we end up? The reason that's so important is because that's what's actually going to happen. The things you truly believe, you're going to live out. You have no choice because you have to make life and death decisions every day, and things are dangerous. And so you're going to live out your deepest beliefs. And so if you don't make sure that they're going somewhere you want to go, you'll end up getting swallowed in the chaos. And so that fundamentally is why nothing is beyond questioning. One, because we have an interpretive framework. Two, because things are coming through somebody else's interpretive framework. And three, because we don't know what other people serve. When I watch the media, for example, I think I told this story on here already, but I was involved in a conflict that was reported on like 180 degrees from what happened. It wasn't accurate whatsoever. And I watched it on Fox News, and it was very fascinating to watch it go down and me have the realization that, like, I don't know what they're serving. It's not truth, or something different than truth. And it's something different than what I'm serving too, because I wouldn't make a decision, I don't think, where I lied to millions of people knowingly, right? And they even used the same footage of what did happen, but kind of like changed the story. And so I just realized in that moment, like, oh, they're serving something different than me. And that fundamentally is why we have to question it. I'm not even saying that there's something wrong with serving something different than me. I'm just saying it's a road I don't personally want to go down. And so again, the conscious adult is called forward to ask themselves, what road am I on? The decisions I'm making, where do those go? Is that somewhere that I want to be? Is that somewhere I want to take my family? I don't know. Those are questions you have to ask yourself. And that fundamentally is the reason that nothing is beyond questioning. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.